Let's speak to one of them, Noel Sens, who chats to us each week about cycling from Sens Jewellers, of course, in the Hargraves Mall. He and brother Paul. Noel, good morning.
Morning, Robbo. How are you today?
Very well, thanks. So the World Championships, you know, we'd been talking in the lead up to them, and then all of a sudden another Bendigonian name popped up in Chris Hamilton.
Yeah, that was pretty hard for me to take. Like, I reported on the fact that Jack Haig was riding, because we're on the other side of the world and we're only getting news off the internet. And Jack Haig apparently pulled out and Chris Hamilton took his place and we didn't even know.
Right.
It was very poor coverage of it because it wasn't live that I saw anyway.
Yeah.
And Chris Hamilton represented Bendigo and rode very well. Chris is a very good bike rider. And he's actually riding in the Tour of Italy with Jack Haig next week.
So do we know why Jack pulled out?
No, I don't know. There's two guys named Mitchelton Scott. And they both pulled out. Young Hamilton, Lucas Hamilton from over in Ararat, and Jack Haig both pulled out, and they were replaced at the last moment by Chris Hamilton and another guy.
Wow.
No, I don't know. Curious. I'm not sure.
Hey, on the female side of things, really interesting in the World Championships, your pin-up girl, Annemiek van Vleuten. I think I got that right.
Annemiek van Vleuten, yes.
Yeah,
you nearly got it.
I tell you, I'm close. We reported just a few weeks ago that she, you know, broke her wrist quite badly because they said it was pointing at a pretty ordinary angle. And she's back on the bike, and not only that, but does very, very well.
Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, she broke her wrist and had to get it plated. And then, of course, she thought everything, the season was over and everything. And then she decided, oh, well, she asked whether she could ride, and they said, oh, go on your trainer. And then she ended up racing and come second.
Wow.
And it was quite an amazing result, Robbo, because the girl that won, Anna van der Breggen, she's also a Dutch girl. She beat Annemiek van Vleuten. Well, they were the two in the Olympic Games. Do you remember when Annemiek van Vleuten was leading the Olympic Games and she fell off and broke her neck?
Yeah.
Well, that's the other Dutch girl who beat her, or who won that Olympic Games gold medal. And last year in the World Championships, Annemiek van Vleuten won and Anna van der Breggen came second. This year they've had a reversal. And it's quite interesting, the girl from Italy who was in third, if I had been an umpire, I would have relegated her to the sin bin.
Why?
She was leaning on Annemiek with her, you know, trying to push her into the barriers on her crook wrist. You just see her leaning on the broken wrist. And anyway, Annemiek hung on, and she ended up coming second. A pretty big ride for the young Dutch girl with a broken wrist.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, that other business, I mean, we saw that poor guy broke virtually every bone in his face a while back. I haven't heard an update on how he's getting on. But, you know, it's not just bad sportsmanship, but it's just bloody dangerous.
Yeah, she was really leaning on her, and her arm was completely pushing on the girl's broken wrist arm, trying to force her into the barriers. You could see it on the telling.
Helps.
And Robbo, it's interesting, before we get to the men's, in the ladies' time trial championship, the women's time trial championship, the reigning world champion, Chloe Dygart, she had a massive lead, and she went in this corner, and the front of the bike started wobbling, and threw her over the Armco guardrail and ripped her leg open. Of course, she was out.
Yeah, saw that,
and Anna van der Breggen won that too, so she became dual world champion, the Dutch girl, so the Dutch did really well.
Wow. All right, now, a couple of things to get through before we go. So what about the men's side? Who won?
Wow, that was amazing, yeah. He cried on the podium, Julian Alaphilippe, the Frenchman. Robbo, he just destroyed him. It was an amazing ride.
Look, crying is good, Noel. I'm a crier. Crying is good.
Okay, I'm going to have to try and learn to do that, something I haven't embraced in life. I'll give it a go. Robbo, we should talk about this privately. Anyway, Julian Alaphilippe, as in the Tour de France, you've seen him, he's very animated. And he really has to go. And with about two laps to go, the Tour de France champion, Tadej Pogačar, he had a crack and really ripped the field apart. He couldn't hang on. He was a bit tired from the Tour, I guess.
Yeah.
And, Alaphilippe was the last one to attack with, I don't know, 15K to go. And he was on this big hill, and he's on the big chain ring. That meant your biggest gears, and he just hit him hard, and then he won. It was a fantastic bike race.
Terrific.
And the young guy who animated the Tour de France, Wout van Aert, the Belgian guy, we talked about Van Aert a fair bit.
Yep.
He came second. He came second in the time trial and the road race. He's a bit disappointed because they're only young, these kids, you know.
Yeah.
Well, Alaphilippe's not, but Van Aert's only like 22 years old. He's very disappointed to have come second in the World Championships twice, but it's a big thing to come second, you know.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Young,
yeah.
Probably win another six. Anyway, Mark Hirschi, another guy from the Tour de France, you would have seen him a fair bit.
Yep.
He got third. And the guy, who was the nearly won the Tour de France Primoz, Rod Tillich. He was there in fifth place. He rode well. Yep. Yeah, the bird, Robbo.
Yeah, here, little Begurk or whatever its name is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, Richie Port got in the top 10. I think he got sixth. And, yeah, it was fantastic.
Good stuff. And now, mate, just about out of time, but Connor Sens heading to Italy, joining Team Zappi.
Yeah, my nephew Connor is off to race in Italy next year. He applied to race for this team Zappi over in Italy, and he'd be racing over there next year, so it's going to be fantastic.
It is. I'm going to have a chat to him on the show on Friday.
Oh, I'll be listening, Robert. I think he's going in January.
Yes.
And also, another bit more news, Alexander Evans riding for Circus Wanty team over in Belgium. They've taken over this big team. BMC Racing became CCC Racing.
Yep.
And Circus Wanty Group have taken them over now, so they're going to have a World Tour license. Remember I was telling you how they have to ride the second division races, but they go in the World Tour and they're very successful? Well, now they're taking over CCC Racing and they're going to have a World Tour license. That could be big for Alexander too. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Benio riders going well.
They are.
Good luck to Jack Hague and Chris Hamilton, of course, in the Giro d'Italia starting on October the 3rd.
Yeah.
Huge, Robbo, huge.
Excellent. All right, mate, got to leave it there. Good on you, Noel. Have a great week. Talk to you next week, buddy.
Thanks, Robbo. All the best.
Noel Sens looking at cycling on the wake-up call.